Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 17 for Wednesday, your Saturday. Ah, shite.
Oh, it's amazing.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 17 for Friday, the 2nd of January 2015. This is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, and with me in person is Kent.
What's up, man?
Man, it's been one hell of a weekend. This is, it's been some good time off, and it's nice having you up here to, you know, sit around and have some beers with.
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
I got some New Glarus Brewing Company Spotted Cow from Wisconsin.
Available only in Wisconsin.
There we go.
Not going to tell you how it got in Texas.
Yeah.
Speaking of Texas, the weather.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Hey, this is live radio, people. or something.
We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the weather here. Feels like Wisconsin weather.
No kidding. It has been snowing, raining, freezing,
sleeting,
blowing. Yeah.
Wintry mix, I think is what they call it.
Yeah. See,
it's all of that.
Usually, even in the wintertime, we end up with these periods of time where the weather is essentially as hot as authentic Mexican cuisine. So, you know, for it to be, you know, so cold. You know, it's, man, it just, it's one of those, like at night when you crawl into bed, you are definitely not having sex with Patrick Stewart. You are freezing your butt off, and it is not in any way, shape, or form entertaining. It sucks almost as switching to Geico. It's awful.
Damn it.
So. Kent's over here chuckling because he's been freezing his man meat off in my trailer for the last 4 days.
That's, yeah. Oh boy.
So yeah, the trailer that I've been telling you about, you finally visited and saw it, and it's actually pretty comfortable, which is good because you've been staying there while you're here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's pretty nice, and I appreciate you letting me stay in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
sorry.
You are not holding it together at all right now. Like you can't handle the pressure. you've been in Texas too damn long, that's what it is.
I think so. Oh man. Yeah, but no, I've enjoyed the last few days being up here. I do appreciate letting it stay. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, as we said in a previous episode, it was your turn. So, I went over there, you know, I took my humps, and, you know, you are finally coming here, taking yours, and we're now even. So, although with my assignment coming up, you might have to start practicing the art of seduction in order to get AFPC to let me extend here a little longer to get to your retirement.
Yeah, speaking of retirement, I hope it doesn't send me into crippling debt.
Yeah, that would be pretty awful. That's definitely not something that, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is weird being in the same studio with you.
It is. It's
a whole different experience.
It really is. It's kind of like firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. It just, it's one of those things that unless you know exactly what you're talking about and what you're going to talk about, man, it hits you in the gut like a zesty breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Definitely. Man, Texas has some interesting sayings. I've picked up a lot of them since I've been here.
Imagine.
It's as crazy as a monkey smoking a cigar.
So we're sitting here in my garage, right? And we got like a freezer full of Hot Pockets over there. And we are not warm in this place at all. There's no heat in my garage. Yeah. And I think just being in the south, like this far south, is really just getting to us. It's man.
Yeah, if we freeze to death, I guess just an example of natural selection.
Yeah, it could be.
Weather like this leads to teenage pregnancy.
Yeah, I can see that where they're shagging up all the time and you got little ladies wishing they were with Robert Downey Jr. just to keep warm, yeah. But that's not how it happens.
No.
So we already know how we've been doing this week because we've been shooting the shit for like 4 days now, just hanging out and drinking and it's been fun. So we're gonna just skip right that past that because if you're not here to hang out with us and find out how we're doing, not only is that just a murder most foul, everybody was invited over to the place, so you could have just come over and hung out and had beers or lemonade, whatever your course was.
Yeah.
So I just had to burp about 3 days worth of beer right there. That was that was rough stuff. So this before you came out here, you were game mastering.
Yeah. Lucas, my oldest son, he wants to try his hand at dungeon mastering for D&D. But he said that he didn't want to have his first RPG experience as a DM. So I was like, "Oh crap. I guess I could DM a game so that he could role play, get his experience and then he could go ahead and learn how to DM himself. Problem is, I don't have any rule books for D&D, and I don't really have much experience DMing for D&D, so
gotcha.
I fell back on the game that I probably got most experience with, game mastering. That's the Star Wars role-playing game.
Right.
The old-school second edition version. And, and Stephanie had never played an RPG either, so I had them create characters and I put together a little adventure and ran them through it. So
okay, that sounds good.
That's the geekiest thing I did this week.
The geekiest thing I did this week, I bought a Stephen King book with actually two of his books at the same time. I actually did it earlier today just off a whim at Sam's Club. Not even Stephen King. I've read so many Stephen King novels. I've never read a Stephen Hawking's novel.
Ah.
Well, not novel. I guess he didn't write novels.
Not last I checked.
He writes like theories and stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever read an Aaron Burr novel?
I have not. I'm not sure what the third Vice President of the United States wrote. I'm sure he wasn't writing novels about auto cannibalism or anything.
Probably not.
That would be that'd be strange, kind of like your weird brother. So,
yeah.
I can't see someone going forth and GMing without having played, a role playing game for a while at least. Except that's what I did. So
right.
And it turned out catastrophically bad. It was not a demonstration of synergistic management solutions in that front. So,
right.
It's really good that you take the time to show him how to role play and how to do that properly. I mean, it's one of those important life lessons, kind of like teaching your son how to conceal his boner. So,
that's just something you learn on your own.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, there's that. You learn on your own, like when you go to McDonald's, it just doesn't taste right because you know it's made of horse meat. So
you do figure that out on your own.
Yes, that's something you don't have to be told. So this week, what we're going to actually talk about is podcasting.
Yeah.
We've done a few episodes on podcasting, a few topics on podcasting before. We are now into our 17th beta episode. We had a few alpha episodes before that. We're getting pretty comfortable with it, except for when we throw in twists and turns and change shit up. And we thought tonight we would take a quick opportunity to explain some of our podcast favorites, why they're our favorites, and some of the things that we've learned from podcasting that we're trying to avoid in doing our own podcast, such as having to burp in the middle of your sentence.
That's something you need to overcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your Oedipus complex.
Oh, well, you know, there's that. You know, that's technicality, really. So what podcast have you listened to that just has you dying of dysentery every time you hear the name of it?
I don't think any podcast falls into that category. But one that I would liken to a wet dream is Current Geek. Mm. That's one of my favorites.
Current Geek, where Tom Merritt plays his own version of Judge Judy, going through different topics.
That is true. He does have the gavel.
And Scott Johnson is kind of like Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. He's in charge, but doesn't really exert his authority too much.
Right. Yeah.
And then you usually have a guest on there that's basically just grave robbing ideas from Tom Merritt and seeing how that goes. So, you know.
They talk about everything geeky, whether it's movies or tech news or a ball of earwax, semen, and toenail clipping.
That would be that. I don't know if that topic would make that show. I mean, I think that might be beyond the realm of it. I mean,
that's more like a night attack. That's more like a net attack.
Yeah, you know, that's something.
Definitely night attack.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then they talk about God, but
they do mostly because Scott Johnson is in he hosts a show from Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake, Utah itself, very Christian. Probably would never have taken part in something like the Three-Fifths Compromise back in the day.
True.
So there's a. So Current Geek is your favorite podcast, and I'm sure when it pops up in your podcast catcher, it's like surprise sex, you know, it makes you really happy and you just keep going with it.
Surprise sex or masturbation.
I can see that flowing together. I gotta admit that the Current Geek podcast actually makes me feel like I just scored an all you can eat shrimp for $4.99 deal over the Sizzler. I really do appreciate that, and that show just really, it's really good. The game show aspect of it, the fact that they stay away from a crazy shit like Scientology, that's pretty good, and it's really on topic. I just really wish they had more brown people on that show. You know.
Well, you know, it's radio. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
What color people are.
Well, that's true, but you can tell. And it really, there's a great friendship on the show. They come just short of saying I love you to each other. I mean, you can tell they really respect each other on the show and really have a lot of fun. I could see them sharing nipple blades on the weekends. I mean, they they're really,
that would be something
there's that. Another podcast that I like, is the Night Attack podcast.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where when you're listening to it, you almost expect Mr. Clean right behind you to start telling you you shouldn't be listening to that with your dirty mind.
That is true.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's almost as sexy as Axe body spray. So you know, there's some definite derogatoriness there. Brian Brushwood, he hosts the show with Justin Robert Young, and they've been doing it. This is the third iteration of the show they've been doing. Apparently they had a little testicular torsion when they were the Twit Network, so that had to go away, and they started doing it on their own basically a version of Vigilante Justice when they said screw it, we're going to go with Patreon and have our way.
Speaking of Patreon, we got our Patreon
videos done,
and pretty soon you can be our boss.
Yeah, that's
legit.
Yeah. And we're not talking a boss like Mecha Hitler or anything like that. We're we're talking legitimate boss you will have a paid voice in what we do and how we perform on our show and the different ideas that we come with, you know. So we will definitely bear more weight to those who are patrons. When it comes to format ideas for the show and where to take the show, new shows to take on, things like that, then we will for you know, just average schmuck that's like, hey, I heard your podcast once. By the way, you you know, you need a different mic. You know, it's not going to mean as much as somebody's actually donating.
Yeah, our patrons will have more power over us than a robust mongoloid.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they'll be our bosses. So we'll have that set up. We finally get the videos done now that we're in the same room together. Yeah, which that kind of sounds bad, like something that they tell you against in the Holy Bible, you know, don't be doing that. But, you know, it really worked out pretty well. So, you know, nothing meant by it. We were happy as puppies and made that video. We made those videos, and we'll get the rest of that put up there. So back to podcasting, however. What is one of the things that you hear on podcasting that just irritates you? You know, just pisses you off like a horrifying laser hair removal accident.
Yeah. well, one thing, and I try to take the things that I don't like in podcasts that I listen to, and I try to remove them from our podcast.
Yeah. Like taking a defective condom out of your wallet.
Yeah. Definitely things that I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, like getting way off subject.
Yeah.
We do that. Often.
We do.
I try to minimize that as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like when they get really religious, like start talking about the blood of Christ, things like that.
Yeah, trying
I'm
to.
Not saying that that's a bad belief or whatever.
That's your podcast is about. You know, that's what it is. But
yeah, and I also try to avoid, like, you know how Night Attack, every now and then you feel uncomfortable listening to it if you've got. You know, like kids are in the room or something like that.
Right.
Like Justin Robert Young start talking about Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just like, what the fuck, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know. That is what that show's about, though. You know,
that
show's not all just sitting there eating some Count Chocula. You know, that's
very true.
That show is you know, right. it's
But I wouldn't want to listen to that show with the Pope.
No, you definitely would not. Yeah, that show, but I tell you what, man, I think both those dudes are on Viagra because they're crazy with the ideas. They have a lot of skill. They just keep the flow going, and that's something that I really really want to emulate in our show is just being able to keep the flow going without rambling, without, you know, you maintain a direction, and as long as the joke rides, they just keep riding it. And as soon as it stops being funny, or as soon as there's that imaginary line where even Justin Robert Young's like, man, this I can't even gloss over this with the classiest of undertones. Like, I don't, you know, once that hits, you know, it moves on, and they really flow together very well. You can tell they've been doing it together for a long time.
Right.
You know, pulling those two apart would be just a violation of our most basic human rights, and it would not be a kosher experience. You know, keeping those together and the fact they've been together as long as they have is really just it's kind of like the miracle of childbirth. It's just lovely.
Yeah. And they are a couple of hot people.
They are. I mean, you know, I could see how that, you know, Brian Brushwood's got a kind of a more classic handsomeness to him, but but, you know, when you see Justin R. Young, I mean, you can tell that, you know, women can just would be begging him for a fetus, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it goes, you know. You can just tell. You can look at him and tell.
Yeah, no homo.
No homo. No homo. Mm-hmm. There might have been some.
Maybe a little.
Maybe, you know. Everybody is a little. I mean, you know. One of the things that I really one of my favorite podcasts is Stuff You Should Know, and they're extremely intelligent. They're professional researchers. Mm-hmm. They research for Discovery. And what they do is they take a topic and they just research it. And once they're done researching it, they podcast about it, usually 30 to 45 minutes. And it's a really good show. Chuck and Josh, Josh has been doing it for a very long time. Chuck joined him maybe 100 or so episodes in, and they're probably about 700 episodes in now, doing two a week. They do have specials. They do live appearances. They're based out of Georgia, out of Atlanta. And it's really cool. I mean, I've heard of everything. They've done topics on everything from aneurysms to pneumonia. I mean, I've never heard them do one on child abuse, but you know, I mean, there's, you know, even for them, some topics are just kind of out of sync. But it's really good show, and I can sit there and listen to the kids. And you know, those I used to sit there and listen to it while I was playing the World of Warcraft, and it would be it really entertaining. You could just suck in the mind while you're doing something stupid or busy around the house, whatever else. And it's great, a great podcast. I really like it. That's one of the ones that I would highly recommend for you to listen to.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. That's that sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Now I just sold that like my life depended on it. There might have been a little overcompensation.
Yeah.
Damn, lost my train of thought.
Imagine that. You'll get it back. You know, I'm sure it'll come back to you. You know, like the you'll have Muslim friends that are like, Muhammad, praise be unto him. You know, with the whole ideas pushing back on you and stuff like that. So, I can see it going on. Something else we promised an amazing New Year's Eve special.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen. The weather here kind of held us up and didn't allow us to get the preparations done for the New Year's Eve party quite as quickly as we'd planned. We finished with the preps and immediately started drinking, and that's just kind of how it goes. So we will have to apologize for that. We've been working really hard on getting this podcast done. We've had hours of conversation, done quite a bit of research and things like that. And I think we're probably at the best place now that we've ever been as far as preparation for taking this to the next level.
Agreed. I don't know if any of the changes to the show are going to be immediately evident. But the effect, it's hard to put into words, but I think the effect of it will be
a lasting,
yeah, it's hard to, I don't know. It's like trying to explain women's suffrage.
Yeah.
It's like
how do you, I mean, it seems so ridiculous that it wouldn't already, you know, in place, but once it is, I mean, it's just, you know, you live it, and it just becomes of you, you know, that's a pirate's life, you know? So...
Yeah, I don't know. The thing about doing a podcast, you know, I just, my biggest goal is just giving it 110%.
Yeah.
Just see, doing the best that I can possibly do with the.
I don't know. I think there are times when you can put too much into something. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. It just, there's so much there. It's just so blasted full of flavor. It just kind of melts away and
I don't know, man. I love that thing with all my soul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this podcast is we can agree to disagree. You know, we can still get along as if Gandhi was holding our hands. You know, so it is what it is.
random outbursts of laughter from me over here. It's like Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with
I was wondering what you were thinking. Like, I was like, what has he got, like, dead babies on his mind or something? I mean, what's going on here? This is kind of crazy.
Oh, my God.
So,
sometimes my brain is, like, on an island off by itself. Like,
it's falling apart?
Yeah. it's got leprosy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you can't have a leprotic mind.
True.
You end up like Joe Biden.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
It's like he's got to live with a lifetime of sadness anyway.
He really does. I mean,
let alone having to live with leprosy. That's
crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, and then some other times the thoughts just come through like the Underground Railroad. I mean, you just can't stop it. It's going to just keep going.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like giving up with this podcast, and I'm like, you know what? I really just need to think about growing a pair and just
keeping up with it.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, although every time we do get off topic and we start rambling on, we do step a little bit closer to mutually assured destruction.
True.
So it's kind of crazy, you know. And we have a lot of ideas, and some of the ideas work, and some of the ideas do not. I think the idea for tonight worked really well. there was a little bit of absolution, maybe a little bit of repression.
Right.
But I think it was pretty awesome. So. For those of you that are watching or listening, especially those of you watching this, wondering what the hell we're doing over here, we decided tonight to figure out how many random Cards Against Humanity sayings we could fit into the podcast. We did it as not only a joke to see if any of you would catch on to it before we revealed, which is, I guess, what we're doing now. But also, it's kind of an exercise in keeping us with the ad lib and the ad hoc and keeping the conversation going and not stopping and just keeping it going, no matter like wherever it wants to go, and just following it and incorporating the other person's ideas and thoughts into our own.
It was so either this exercise or a homoerotic volleyball montage.
You see, and that would, you know, that would definitely not be as effective, I don't think. That'd be like edible underpants, you know. What the hell's the point of that shit? So that's, you know, that'd be like going to war and only counting the civilian casualties. It just wouldn't flow quite as well.
Yeah, that'd be as bad as an M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
There you go. You know, before this show ends up like an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours, I say we go ahead and tally up the cards and find out where we're sitting, see how we're doing. Ready to count them up real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. Up.
Should we do it, or should we have the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. do it?
Oh, see, there you go. You know damn well. You try to invoke him to count some cards against humanity. His ghost would just come out and give you a big old bitch slap. So it's pretty safe to say that I won this particular round.
You absolutely did.
Possibly as much as 2-1 here.
Yeah.
We'll put the official score in the show notes. So there's that. And I think maybe we'll just do this every time we get together, as if we do a live podcast.
I think it would be a good
or some twist of this. Maybe it'd be apples to apples next time. And you know what I mean? And because it'll be something we're not as familiar with. Because, well, yeah, we've been doing a lot of drinking, a lot of Cards Against Humanity this weekend. Yeah. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
So, all right, and remember, there's until the Patreon site comes up, you can still support us. You can go to our blog at ritualmiserypodcast.blogspot.com. Click on that little Amazon banner at the top of the page. From that point on, anything that you put in your shopping cart for the next 24 hours will give us credit as long as you buy it, as long as it ships within 90 days. So they give us a little cutback on that, a couple pennies for every dollar that you spend. We're doing pretty decent on that. We've got a little bit of money coming in. We've got some fans out there that are helping us out. Of course, everything we're buying, we're putting through there. Don't tell Amazon. And you know, so that's helping us out a little bit. We will have our Patreon up, and we would love for you to take part in that, to just help us out and give us help us make the show better for you, and for us, because let's just face it, we really like doing this shit. We don't have any other feedback this week. I did have one topic that I wanted to discuss, and I forgot to discuss. We kind of mentioned it the other day. And it was the Nine Inch Nails concerts. Every concert Nine Inch Nails has put out there is available as a single 500 and some odd gigabyte download on the torrents. Like, that is insane.
Yeah. Now, is Nine Inch Nails okay with this?
Well, you see, Nine Inch Nails allows people to record their shows, and this is people's recordings combined together.
But are they okay with the distribution of it?
Well, I don't know that they can really even have a problem with it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's because each person that recorded it has signed off on donating it.
True. Yeah.
So, but either way, I mean, we're at that age where, first of all, who the hell has time to curate that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy.
Yeah, no, not me. We didn't even get time to edit the podcast we were going to edit last night. That's why we need a producer, and that's where our Patreon can come in.
Yep.
Of course, we could probably cut down on the beers and hire a producer ourselves.
Probably.
<know. laughs>
I drink more beer during podcasts than in any other
the rest
time.
Of the week combined. Yeah. Yeah, me so. Too. Yeah. Makes it worthwhile. All right. But keep in mind, patreon.com/ritualmisery. That'll be up. Hopefully, I keep saying hopefully next couple of days, but now we actually have everything done.
Yeah.
We'll have new
it should be up.
New
should
icons.
Really be up really soon.
new icons, new music might be coming up. We found one the other night that was pretty groovy that we like. We might throw that in there somewhere. We'll have a new album art for the podcast itself. Some new stuff on the webpage, the Rich Misery podcast.blogspot.com. And we're really moving things along. So, happy New Year. Hope you had yourself a very safe holiday. We don't want to lose any of our listeners or viewers.
No, we need especially all of them. Yeah, we need all of you.
Especially the stupid shit. But we do thank you for listening. This is kind of an odd episode. It's kind of a one-off deal, at least for now anyway. And we really appreciate it. So, Kent, folks can find you on the Twitter, can't they?
Yeah, at @RM_Del Noche.
At @RM_Del Noche.
Yep, and also we were talking about beer a second ago. If you want to follow my beer drinking adventures, go to ratebeer.com, username Del Noche.
That's RATEBEER.com, username Del Noche, DELNOCHE. I'm Amos. You can find me on Twitter at Ethan Kane. You can follow the show on Twitter at Ritual Misery. You can submit ideas to our subreddit on ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can email us ritualmiserypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on our home on the web. It'll be ritualmiserypodcast.blogspot.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail at 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. Our music comes courtesy of Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for me, and for you, this is your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
That was interesting.
That was.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was hard to keep on topic though.
It was hard to wrap the topics, like to keep it flowing along topic with the cards. Yeah.
We almost went through the whole deck.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That was actually going to be the last one.
See, and part of the problem was, like, I'd be talking and you'd flip a card and I'd know how to incorporate it.
Yeah.
And I found myself just steamrolling through them.
Yes, you just kept talking. I was like, shit.
But then what I would do is I would break and, like, let you jump in. And then I could see you trying to think of something to incorporate it. And I'm like, fuck, man, come on. Like, every time I'd try to take a break, there'd be something on there that I could easily wrap up into mine. I was like, yep.
And I'd see it coming, too. I was like, well, better get my finger ready on the ding.